This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I need you so much closer. I need you so much closer. I need you so much closer. I need you so much, so, so much closer. Wow, that was my song rendition of Transatlanticism by Death Cab for Cutie, which I think slaps. The year's 2009. You know, we've been here before and we're going back again. What was happening in 2009, you ask? Well, I'm here to let you know, but this time I'm letting you know through music. One, the Black Eyed Peas continued their number one spot on Hot 100 with I Got a Feeling. Yeah, that tonight's gonna be a good night. I hate that song, but I love it, you know? I hate to love it, love to hate it. Kings of Leon and Muses Uprising were also the number one alt songs in the country. We obviously stan both of those. Jay-Z's Blueprint 3 and Whitney Houston's Look to You were among the biggest selling albums in the country. Wow. Selena Gomez and The Scene, remember that? Released their debut album, Kiss and Tell. Do you remember when Selena Gomez had a little band? No? Okay. Mariah Carey dropped her 12th album, Memoirs of an Imperfect Angel. Honestly, I would say probably one of the not as talked about albums in Mariah Carey's oeuvre.
Perfect name. Perfect name for an album.
I did not know this to be a thing, and now I'm reminded that it was. Ellen DeGeneres was a new judge on American Idol in 2009. Did we ever remember that she was even a judge on American Idol? I didn't know.
Must not have been very good at it.
Idina Menzel and Taye Diggs. Okay, we're throwing Diggs already. Idina Menzel and Taye Diggs welcome their first child. I like how this is like music adjacent pop culture. Nicole Richie and Joel Madden welcome their second child. Okay. John Mayer denied rumors he was dating Kristen Cavallari and tweeted about it.
I'm sorry, wait, are they dating right now? I think they're dating right.
Whoa, and you know what?
So it's been going on for that long?
It's been going on for that long, mama.
This is fascinating.
John Mayer did tweet, my Millie has never slam danced with her Vanilli. I'm sure she's a wonderful gal, but we have never tasted the Skittles rainbow together. Rumor control. How do I think this like a gentleman? I have never high-fived Kristen Cavallari with my penis. Yuck. And you know what? I'm going to end on a positive note, okay? And that positive note that I'm going to... Oh, well, this is not positive, but Patrick Swayze died in 2009. May he rest. Charlize Theron was on the cover of Vogue. Huge. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, this is my positive note. Miley Cyrus announced she would be making a cameo in Sex and the City 2. And where were we when Miley was like, I'm going to cameo in Sex and the City 2? We were in Miami, Florida. And who are we? We are Emily Gonzalez. Emily.
Hello.
Treasure, honor, privilege to have you on the pod.
I feel the same way, in reverse.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, as I ask all of my guests up top, you got to let me know, who were you in high school? What was going on? What was the vibe? Where were you? What was your high school like? What were you wearing? Did you have a crew? Wow. Tell me all about it.
Okay. I will say, when I thought about coming on this podcast, you guys sent me some things to ruminate on. I truly, and this also could be like 2 years and a half post-pandemic brain clean slate in there.
Has been wiped clean.
But I truly was like, did I go to high school? I felt insane because I couldn't remember a single thing that happened to me, as if I was never there. I can remember some things, but mainly it was not a... I did go to high school, but that's pretty much it. I went to high school. I did high school because that's what you did for those years. It was not like I wouldn't say a deeply formative time for me. It was not where like my best friends and best memories were made.
It wasn't, was it formative for you? Like, I agree. For me too. Like, it's not where my best friends were made. It's certainly not where my best memories were made, but it was definitely formative for me.
Yeah.
Because there's so much that happens.
It's true. It is hard. It's like, it is, those years are so crucial.
Yeah.
But I had, so I went to a magnet high school, which I think that's a national thing. Yeah. They do that all the time. Yeah. So it was, I traveled like 30 minutes to get to high school.
Whoa.
Yeah, which was a nightmare.
That gets far.
I think
I did know some kids who, I grew up in D.C., some kids who lived like deep in Virginia.
Yep.
Who would drive like an hour and a half to school every day.
It was too far.
And you have to get up, by the way, I got up yesterday at 6:45 in the morning, and I was so proud of myself.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And then I was like, wait, I did this every day when I was a teen.
And when you're like so stupid, it's like deeply unsafe to make.
Deprived.
You're so sleep deprived, and your body is doing 1,000 things, and so that's the whole problem. But yes, no. So 1 year, my freshman year, my sister was 2 years older than me. She used to drive me to high school, which was great. But she broke her foot and couldn't drive for a while. We had to take a truly special bus because we lived so far away. They sent a tiny bus to our house at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh my God.
For like 6 months. It would be dark. We were like alone in this little weird bus. Just, oh my God, it was awful. So I went.
At least it wasn't cold.
It wasn't cold. That's true. It was Florida. So there's that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I none of my friends from middle school and elementary school went to my same high school because it was far away. I was an academic magnet, so it was just like, it was like as if all my classes were AP classes, so it wasn't fun.
It was hard.
It was hard, and it was like, I didn't, and because I lived so far, I didn't go to, like, the football games, I didn't go to homecomings, I didn't, like, participate in the greater high school community, so I went there, and I did high school.
Right. Did you have, what was your life outside of high school like then? Like, who were your friends? Were you involved in, like, extracurriculars outside of school?
So I did ballet through high school, and so that was, like, a lot of my friends. I also had a long-distance boyfriend, so...
How did you meet him?
Summer camp.
Wow. Where did you go to summer camp?
We went to a summer camp in Virginia. It was a week-long summer camp each year. It was, like, a sort of like a sleepaway camp, but it was also... we could spend the whole time just talking about the summer camp. It's like, an all-ages camp, but cool. When you're a teen, you get to like stay. It was on a college campus. You get to like stay in a dorm with other teens.
What college campus?
It rotated around, but for the main time that I was there, it was at Virginia Tech.
Okay.
So, yeah, we met there. He lived in South Carolina. I lived in South Florida. And so a lot of my time was spent like back and forth with my, you know,
for you together all of high school?
Through college. And then we got married. And then we got divorced.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, I mean, okay. So high school is formative in that I married my high school sweetheart. So I guess actually.
Yeah, you're really like grazing over this. Like, I don't care.
Some stuff
like, I was like, I don't really care what happened in like your chemistry class. I care that you were like in
some
a long distance.
Some other stuff happened, I guess.
Relationship with your. Okay. So hold on. So how old were you when you meet this guy?
I was 14, and we started dating when I was 15.
And then you literally stayed together.
Yes.
No breaks.
No breaks. Until the big one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm so shook. Because, like,
it's a lot.
I know. I went to high school with heads that are married now. Like, yeah. I went to high school with people that are high school sweethearts married now.
That my sister and her husband, too. And they are still together, and they're lovely.
I actually, like, I remember thinking in my younger years that that was, like, really rare. But now I actually think it's, like, kind of more... It's definitely not common, but I think it's like more. It's not as shocking to me when someone's like, "I married my high school sweetheart." I'm like, "Oh, that's cute."
It does happen, and also it's like it's so interesting because on the one hand, it is sort of destined to fail in that you are so young. Like, I think I forget to even like mention that as a part of my narrative, just because I feel like such a completely different person from that person now, which is like what it took for me to not be in that relationship anymore. But It works as often as any marriage works, is I think the reality. It's just a very crazy way to start it, and you have to grow up in the same direction.
Well, what's
in
crazy,
order for it to keep working?
What's crazy to me in your scenario is that it was a long distance. Not only was as long distance hard in your adult life when you have autonomy to get yourself on a plane or drive yourself, like you were in a long distance relationship from. In high school.
Yeah.
And then you guys went to the same college?
We did.
Okay. So, okay. There was like, there
so
was.
So, I mean, yeah. Went into the same.
Yeah.
Same
I
place.
Mean,
yeah.
You at least met. I was going to say, it would have been really crazy if you also were long distance in college.
That would have been actually crazy. And
did you get married? And now I'm really like, you know,
no,
jumping the shark with the whole high school theme.
Yeah.
Here.
Who cares?
But did you get married right after college?
We did.
Okay. So, okay. This
and then we moved to LA like a couple months after that.
This is tracking for me. Like you,
okay.
you got, you know, I would be more surprised if you were like, and then we graduated college and then we like were dating.
Really
and,
slow burned it. And yeah. No, we were how people are when they're young and certain,
sweet.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. And was your family like supportive and excited?
They were. I mean, I think in retrospect, they're like, oh yeah, I guess that was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But again, I said, like my sister and her husband started dating in high school, got married after college, are still together, have a kid, another one on the way. It's
wow.
like, you never know. And also at that age, if my parents had told me no, it wouldn't have stopped me.
No,
you know what I mean? It's
not.
Like, what can you do?
Of course not. So, wow. Yeah. Okay. So you were in a fully committed relationship. I mean, now I see why you weren't like that involved in your high school because.
Yeah, there's also that.
Your like eyes were somewhere else. I think that if you probably didn't, I think that, you know, if you didn't have a boyfriend or whatever, you probably would have been more like, what's popping at my school?
That is true.
I'm trying to see what's up here. But you were kind of maybe like, I want to go home and like chat with my boo.
Pretty much. And like because my program was a magnet program, it was really small. And so it was like no new people entered my social world, my high school world from freshman to senior year. So it's like I knew everybody I was going to know in high school right away.
Right.
So it wasn't like, ooh, who? I mean, the only difference would be like the upperclassmen when I was younger. And
but it
that
wasn't
is,
like, ooh,
yeah.
like transfer student. Like
there wasn't
new,
a ton
new
of that.
Person.
So it's like,
yeah.
oh, if I didn't want to date you right away, I probably won't. And that was like pretty much, yeah. So I dated somebody who lives somewhere else entirely.
Crazy. So when in high school, you were a good student, I take it.
I was a good student, yeah.
Because, well, you were there for academic reasons. And also,
yeah.
I feel like...
Do I have the energy of somebody
the energy
who's a good
of student? Someone that's a good student.
Yeah, that check that. Yeah, yes.
Did you party in high school at all?
No.
Like?
So my sister is 2.5 years older than me, but 2 grades older than me. So when I was a freshman, she was a junior. So I always wanted to hang out with her friends who were older and cooler. And she didn't drink or party. She was like hyper responsible. Like all the, like my sister is like, a model citizen in the world. And so I like very much remember going to a party with her when I was a freshman. She like took me to a party. God, it'd be so hard. Are you an older or younger sibling?
I'm the baby.
Yeah. It'd be so hard to be an older sibling. It'd be so annoying to be like, you have to bring your fucking 14-year-old sister to a party.
I have our age differences. Well, my brother's 11 years older than me.
Okay. So he wasn't bringing you to parties.
He didn't go to – he also was not a partier.
Okay, yeah.
Like he doesn't – That's not his vibe.
Uh-huh.
My sister, we are the age difference. We're in years. We're 4.5 years apart.
Okay.
But she's 6 grades ahead of me.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, you didn't have
So we never had overlap. Crossover.
Yeah.
Or wait. Yeah. No. When I was in eighth grade, she graduated
high school. So she's five
high school
grades.
Wait, does that make sense?
When you were a freshman, she was a
No. My sister. Yes. She's five grades.
That makes sense.
Yeah, sorry. My sister graduated high school in 2003, and I graduated high school in 2008.
Yep. There we go. Five grades. We figured it out.
Math. We figured it out. Yes.
So she brought me to a party, probably because I insisted, and she wasn't drinking, and I had a Smirnoff Ice, if you can
love it,
you know, recall, and the look she gave me, she was so disappointed that I was drinking at this party, and I think I just, again, I like had my long distance boyfriend. He didn't really drink. I don't know why. We just didn't really party. So I didn't really party in high school. I didn't really drink. I didn't really get into trouble. I was like a pretty chill kid.
That's great.
It is great. It's
so
funny.
It's nice. It's nice to hear. I mean, like, I feel like I had the complete opposite experience where I felt like someone that, you know, I started smoking pot when I could, like, breathe. Mm-hmm. And I, like, was not a good student. And I was, you know, constantly, like, I was really, like, a tormented, emotionally tortured teen.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's nice to hear that not everyone felt that way.
You know, it's like, it's a thing looking back where I wish someone would have told me that I could lighten up. Like, it took me a really long time to realize that you can have fun. But I think at the time, too, it's like, well, I didn't get arrested. It's like, it's a fine time in your life to, like, have your shit under control, at least in that
totally
way, because enough emotions are crazy as it is.
We also talk about this ad nauseum on this podcast, but the stakes of your life are so high that, like, they're high no matter what. Like, they're high if you're someone that's not a good student that's, like, so wrapped up in a relationship. They're high if you're someone that's a really good student that's a really good, like, you get obsessive about whatever your identity is at the time. So if you were someone that, like, was like, I'm a good student, I stay out of trouble, I don't do this, I just, like, do my work, I go to ballet, and I talk to my boyfriend. Like, we can become really rigid in, like, that pattern of
absolutely
our life.
And we are so, because we have no idea actually who we are, and we're, like, trying in every second to figure it out, we can so often become what people say about us at that age. So, like, if people are telling you, God, you're such a good student, you're so responsible, you're such a good kid, you're like, yes I am, I'll do it. And the same happens if you're like, oh, you're such trouble,
totally,
you never do anything right. It's just, it doesn't allow kids the freedom to, like, figure out if that's them or not. And we could go on and on about the discoveries of adulthood and therapy and all the things that, like, allowed me to be like, oh, I can actually, I don't have to be pleasing to authority figures all the time.
Yeah.
Because it takes a while to, like, break out of those molds.
I also think that that is something that that's like life's work.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, I can not be defined by.
Who am I?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I say this every single day that I feel like Zoolander looking in the spoon being like, who am I? You know, I feel that way every day of my life.
This morning,
I was peeing and I like was looking up to the ceiling and I was like, who am I? You know? And I don't think we ever know. Mm-mm. I think some days it feels really clear as to who we are, and other days it's like, I don't fucking know. If anything, sometimes I'm like, maybe high school me knew a little bit more who I was than I know who I am now. You know?
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I think that we are raw little balls of flesh when we're like,
yeah,
hormonal and teeny and, like, ugh, all of this stuff. Do you remember when your boobs came?
I remember waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Mm. I still wait to this day. So, no. I remember, oh my God. I'll never be gifted in that area, and that's fine. I'm an adult and I can make peace with my body.
Honey, you can take some of these.
Please. But that was a huge, I remember, like, yes, like, very much waiting and being like, when you get older, you get boobs, and being like, still hasn't happened. All my friends were on swim team, and I was like, you're not putting me in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
No way that, in hell are my friends seeing me in a bathing suit.
Being forced to be put in a bathing suit in middle school and high school.
Horrifying. Illegal.
It's awful.
It should be legal.
It is awful.
It's awful now to put on a bathing suit, and you get to choose when and where and how and what the suit is and, like, all the circumstances.
Do you remember, like, the Speedo? Because I was on swim team. Like, the Speedo, like, race suits. Also, I wasn't on, to be clear, I wasn't on my high school swim team. I was not.
You swam.
I swam.
Yeah.
But, like, the cut of those suits looks bad on everyone that's not an athlete.
Exactly.
It only looks good on you if you're an athlete.
Your skin needs to be so taut so as the elastic can't bend it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it needs to be, like,
mortifying.
Hard.
That was, like, such hate I felt for...
Oh, it's awful.
I hated that. And you know what I think should just stop? Mm. Stop making stinky teenagers work out in the middle of the day.
Oh, my.
And then go to class.
God.
Why are we doing that?
That just brought back things I haven't thought about in so long, which is freshman PE, because you had to take PE freshman year. And this is Florida, mind you. It is hot every calendar day of the year. And you would sweat. You would work out and sweat. Take off. You'd have to put on your PE uniform. Take it off. Put it in your little PE locker where it just festers until the next time you have PE. You're not washing that ever. You take it home, like, I don't know, once a week. It's just,
and then
it's,
you know,
absolutely horrifying.
It's. I mean, I have a vivid memory of, like, working out in, like, fourth period or something like that, like, right before lunch. And, like, it would be, like, us, like, lifting weights, like something like so weird. And then it would also be like in tandem with like health class. And
oh,
I remember
yeah.
like learning about like chlamydia and like learning about STDs,
yep.
but like still literally having no idea what my like clitoris was or my vulva or where my fallopian tubes were.
Nothing.
Or how a uterus functioned. Like, but I got visceral images of seeing like,
I think it was mostly
purple
STDs.
Gynorrhea or yeah. something crazy.
Yeah.
Terrible. It's like that combined with people smelling like borscht, you know?
Oof.
I mean, I love borscht.
I was going to say way worse than borscht. Bad borscht. Spoiled borscht.
I can't. It's smelling like raw onions.
Ugh.
And mildew.
Horrible.
I know. Anyway, well, now that we've gone back there. So you're in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You have a long distance boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like a best friend at your school?
I had friends at my school. My best friend was my friend from growing up who lived in my neighborhood, and we went
okay.
to different high schools, but that was like my closest friend all through growing up. And I was thinking about her a lot and thinking about this podcast because we grew apart, and it's so interesting. I think a lot about at that time in your life, and it still happens now as adults, but like friendships of proximity, you know, where you're like so close because that's the person you are physically close to.
Yeah, it's like a circumstantial
yeah.
situation.
And I had my like friends, my little friend group in high school, but it was very much like friendships of proximity, with the exception of like one or two. But my closest friends from high school were the grade above me, so they graduated a year before me.
Are you still friends with any of them now?
They're like the keep in touch friends. The like life events, you're part of each other's lives. You every now and again will like message back and forth
sure.
on Instagram.
Yeah,
that kind of friendship. Yeah.
I know. It is interesting how, like, someone can play such an integral part of your life, and then, like, 10 years later, you're like, I don't know. Like,
and
I guess this happened.
I think a lot of it, at least for me, a lot of it comes down to, I mean, I think everybody does feel this way to some extent. I am a very different person now in a lot of ways than I was at that time in my life. Even just in the, like, I had, yeah, a long-distance boyfriend, very serious, very, like, committed to being, like, the very best, like,
individual.
Has it together person ever, like, got married and then was like, who am I? And so a lot of my
identity
crumbled in a big way. And so now I'm like, oh, okay.
Did you have a uniform at your school?
No. We had, like, dress code, but not a uniform.
What was your style like?
My style was terrified to walk into an Abercrombie or Hollister, but I wish I looked that way. So, like, as close as I could get to that without I remember going into a Hollister once to try something on, and it was like the most horrifying experience of my life. Just like, it was dark in there, and I felt like they knew I wasn't cool enough, and like the pants didn't fit right, and I was terrified to tell them.
Hollister pants are actually cut for toddlers, is yes. what no one tells you when you're young.
Because, yeah, I my boobs never came, but my hips sure as hell did, mm-hmm. and it was like, those pants are not made for hips.
No.
Of any kind.
No.
They would look great on the same people that that fucking swimsuit looks great on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
It's like it's a one-to-one.
It is. It is.
But I was like, beach preppy? Is that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, very like PacSun.
Yeah, or like American Eagle Outfitters. Yeah. Like a 1.0, you know?
Like maybe we're doing like a little tank with a jean.
We're absolutely doing a tank with a jean. A light wash, flare.
Love that.
Jean, too long so the bottoms are frayed.
Yep. Maybe we're doing like a flannel overshirt.
Sometimes maybe if we're feeling like a little bit
grunge.
Yeah, we're having like a grunge day.
Or like a sweater.
Absolutely a sweater. I remember, I can actually recall what I wore to my first day of high school. Can you remember what you wore to your first day of high school?
No.
Okay, I can't. And maybe it meant so much to me to like wear something cool to my first day of high school. Let's start at the bottom. Flip-flops.
What kind?
Probably rainbows.
Great.
An army green Bermuda short.
I love that.
A little pink tank, a little teeny like crop tank, and over it a Henley button up V-neck like torn up little sweater.
Okay, this is how people dress in Venice now. Like, yeah. This is like...
Also, it's like, it's August in Florida. She's wearing a sweater and rainbows. Like, what is she... Where is she at here?
I get it. I get it.
I was proud of that outfit.
I'm
really
a big
was.
Sweater girl.
I'm always cold. And in Florida, they blast that AC. It's yes. not like LA. You walk inside and it's like 60 degrees.
Also, humidity can play tricks on you.
It can absolutely play tricks on you.
Because, like, you'll be like, I'm sitting in thick air, and somehow I'm cold.
Thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in D.C., so
it's thick there, too.
It's thick.
It's really thick,
it's
yeah.
thick air.
Yeah.
Okay. Talking about thick air is making me think we got to throw to a break.
Ooh!
And we'll be back in a moment.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Okay, so I have to know, is there like a story in your mind that is like so quintessentially high school, Emily? And it doesn't need to take place at your high school. It could be like you went on a trip with your long distance boyfriend. It could be you listening to Death Cab for Cutie, having heartache in your room, whatever it is. If there's
God,
just
I really did. I really did.
I mean, I could imagine you listening to Death Cab being in love with someone
yes,
that you
who didn't live
with.
There.
Yeah.
I need you so much closer.
The yeah. yearning.
It was a lot. There was so much yearning. Yeah, there was a lot of yearning. Okay. This question in particular in the pre podcast email was the one that sent me spiraling because I was like, I don't have any. I didn't go. I didn't go to high school. I don't. Especially because, God, my boyfriend, every story he tells from high school, like, is like the plot of a coming of age movie. Like literally everything is like a perfect narrative.
Yeah, some people have that.
Some people have that. And it was like, he grew up in Iowa. It was like very American. You know, it's just like...
We were throwing the pig skin.
We had a party on an island in the lake. And we've, you know, it's like, okay. So I don't have that. But I do... So of like very classic, which Henley actually, my co-host on my podcast, like begged me to tell this story because it's her favorite. But this is a very quintessential, like my dating sweetness of my high school, which was my first Valentine's Day with my boyfriend, and I was visiting him.
So you are
15 and he's 16.
So you're a freshman or sophomore?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay.
A sophomore. And so I was visiting him for Valentine's Day, and it was like a big thing.
How would you get there? Would you fly?
I would fly. Yeah, I would fly.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. God, I flew so much nice school. But yeah, so I would fly. So I was visiting him for Valentine's Day, and he was like, I have this big plan. It's a whole, like, dress up, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's a surprise, which already, even now, that's so stressful for me. How do I dress for a surprise? Like, what does dress up mean to you? Where are we going? The anxiety around putting clothes on, massive. But, so I remember being really stressed about that. I wore, like, suede little black knee-high boots, with a little black dress, and
okay, that's cute. That's a nice outfit.
It making it sound cuter than it was, but there's a way to make it cute.
Were you a brunette?
I was like dirty blonde, like darker blonde, yeah, and like long, long hair. Like my whole body was hair.
Whoa.
Yeah. I learned at one point, I was like, "You're too short to have long hair. You're lost."
Wow.
Truly, especially in the humidity, just a lot of big hair. But I remember, like, taking a picture with him and his mom taking, like, a little picture in his living room, like, before we go to the surprise thing.
Really quickly, sorry to cut you off.
No, please.
Would your parents and would his parents let you guys sleep in the same room?
No.
Okay.
No.
I just wanted to know what the vibe was. Because, like, some boyfriends, and I know some people in high school would let their boyfriends sleep in their kids' rooms.
Yeah, that was not. Which, it got to the point where I was like, I get it now as an adult being like, yeah, no, you're not. I don't care. I don't care what you do. Obviously, I know you're fucking. Who cares? But like, don't. That's just weird.
Well, I guess in my mind, I'm like, I know you're going to sneak into the room.
Right. Just like, but don't let me be in charge of it. Exactly. Yeah. Which is, we would like, it's so stupid. Now I'm like, I would literally never do this. We would like set an alarm really early for like one of us to get up and like go back to the other bed. And it's like, just go to sleep. Who cares? But time was precious.
Yeah.
So we go and we're like in the car and we're driving to this big secret Valentine's Day thing. I'm like, what is it? As we were starting to pull up, he's like getting confused and he's like, wait, is this can't be right? And I'm like, what's going on? We pull into this parking lot of just like it looks like a strip mall, and he pulls out the tickets. He had gotten us tickets to a ballet because I was a ballet dancer, and that was like, it was, oh my god, we're like going to the ballet. And we pull out these tickets and we walk in, and what he had purchased were tickets to a children's dance studio performance. We were the only people dressed up, the only people there with no relation to the children. It was like,
that is
chaos.
How did he not know?
I have no, because he's a 16-year-old boy play acting as an adult. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like that time where you're just like trying so hard to know what you're doing, and you could never admit that you don't know what you're doing. And so we sat through this whole, and it was like chaos and kids like running through the, it was like not meant to be seen by anyone. That was our Valentine's Day.
That's iconic.
It was
what happened
great.
After.
He was so humiliated. I had the time of my life. It was the funniest thing I could have ever imagined happening. I don't think he enjoyed that I told that story. I mean, I'm still telling, we have not been together for like 6 years, and I still tell that story because it's incredible. It's just like,
did you go to dinner
try
after?
So hard. I think we did. Yeah, I think we went to dinner after.
That is so
funny. He was really,
funny.
Really humiliated. But I mean, it was the best possible thing that could have happened.
Did you lose your virginity that night?
I did. No. no. Had I lost my virginity yet? I think. We had already had checked that box. And very, that was like candles and planning.
Really?
And very, yeah.
Like, was there a soundtrack?
Absolutely, there was a soundtrack. God, what? It was probably a mix. It was probably a playlist.
Yeah.
But it was probably it's like singer-songwriter.
Yeah, like
Jason
Garden
Mraz,
State adjacent.
Garden
music.
State adjacent. There might have been some Death Cab.
There could have been John Mayer.
There could have absolutely been John Mayer. Yeah.
Maybe like not Jack Johnson.
I hope not.
I hope
but,
not.
But honestly, it could have been.
Like, not like making been. Banana pancakes.
Oh. Oh, God.
No.
You Hopefully
can't fuck,
not.
You cannot fuck to banana pancakes.
Well, you
know someone has.
Absolutely. I bet many people
I
have.
I think my husband would want to fuck to banana pancakes.
I was
going to
say, like, maybe try it now. Like, I'm so, maybe sort of like, because also when you're 16, like, nobody's. Fucking. You're just like,
it's, I mean, I say
physically
this,
doing.
This actually needs to become official merch of the show. High school sex, teenage sex is bad. If you think you're good at fucking, if you're a teenager and you're listening
to this,
you can't
even like walk.
You don't know.
Do you know what
know.
I mean? Like, yeah. It's like you can't, like, you're not, you don't have control over your physical
no,
form.
No, you literally just started walking 14 years ago. You don't
Absolutely.
Know how to fuck.
Absolutely. Not even, I mean, maybe 13 years ago, depending on it took some people a while.
Oh my God. Knock, knock, knock. Is that a knock on the door that I hear? Why, yes, it is. Welcome to your high school guidance counselor's office.
Oh boy.
It's me, your high school guidance counselor.
Oh my God.
In this section of the pod, you get to get something off your chest that's been gnawing at you after all these years. You get to apologize for something. You get to say fuck you to someone. Whatever you want to do, this is your time to heal all of your high school wounds. Then after you're done sharing, you can replenish with
some Mott's,
with unofficially sponsored by Mott's apple juice. 100% pure juice, not from concentrate.
Wow.
Yeah, did you like, I'm like a born star, you know? Like,
yeah,
I just want,
some people have it. Some people just
and
have
like,
it.
Like, I just pulled that out of my ass, you know what I mean? And is it true? Is it true? Absolutely it is.
It's 100% juice. It absolutely claims to be 100% juice.
Oh, just kidding.
Juice.
Guess what? 100% juice from concentrate.
Oh, no. Yeah, literally, water. It's the first ingredient is water. How are we claiming 100% juice?
But guess what?
If the first ingredient is water.
You can have this. Little 100-calorie box when you're done.
Okay, great. 24 grams of carbs. What's happening in this box?
It's you know, to replenish your low blood sugar.
Okay,
so
great.
You can go back to class after and
Perfect.
Concentrate.
Okay, you know what? A memory resurfaced for me that I have something to apologize for.
Oh, we love an apology.
Okay.
Actually, can I say, I think most people come on and apologize.
That makes a lot of sense.
I love it when we have someone that says, fuck you, because it's always so bold and it's
God,
so
I thought about it. I was like, I didn't like ruffle enough feathers in
yeah.
high school to have that. But I do have an apology, which, so I talked about that my best friend at the time was a girl I grew up with. And in high school, as you do, we both got our first boyfriends, both married them.
Wow.
But I did not like her boyfriend. So this boyfriend, you know, and we were very, very close. Our parents had gone to high school together. So it's the sort of friend that's like, we're born at the same time.
It's exactly. a legacy friendship.
You must be friends. Yeah. We lived in the same neighborhood, did everything together. And then high school happens. You start, we went to different schools. You start to have different friend groups, different interests. Ultimately, we are two very different people. We grew into very different people. But it really felt like we still had to be best friends because we were supposed to be best friends. And so I did not really like her boyfriend. And I felt as though she stopped hanging out with me as much because of this boyfriend. You know, we had like certain friend traditions that we would do every year. And she started not being able to do them because of this boyfriend. They were also long distance. Very weird. But closer, like an hour away. And so it just, I didn't know how to communicate at that time in my life and didn't know how to bring that to her. And so we just started growing apart and then it made me very sad. And so when we graduated high school, I remember going over to her house one day and I'd written her a letter and I was really proud of this letter. I'd written a letter about like how much I appreciated her friendship and I felt like we'd been distant and all the things that I felt had happened, expecting like, This letter is going to open our friendship right back up. I was like, when she gets this letter and reads it, she's going to feel emotional just like I do. We're going to talk about it. It's going to be so great. And that is not how it happened. Mm. She was very upset by the letter. For her, it was like, okay, great. The friendship's over.
Mm.
Shattered me. Even though I felt like we'd grown apart, I just like couldn't fathom that you could end a friendship. It was like my first breakup.
Yeah, I honestly think that like friendship breakups in high school are even harder than
they're so hard
breakups.
Because also there's no roadmap for it, and there's no, and it's like, so it's often not as concrete as like I break up with you,
right.
And so it's like really hard to process. It took me a very long time to process that, but I was absolutely shocked by how that unfolded and like shattered me. But I would actually like to apologize to her because I wasn't able to understand like that she was going through her own thing with this relationship and she was changing as a person, and I could only see it in terms of like how it felt for me, and I didn't like this guy and I didn't think he was a good guy, and I wish I'd had the tools to like have a conversation with her about it earlier. And I can understand now as an adult what receiving that letter must have felt like, because I could only think about what it felt like to be on my end of it.
That's a beautiful apology.
Thank you.
I mean, on her behalf, forgive you.
Thank you so much. Wow, that feels huge.
No, it's nice to, sometimes I think that like, it's nice to just say these things out loud, to just like breathe them out into the world and to be like, okay, I have perspective on this and this was silly of me, but I know better, I've grown and I apologize.
Yeah. Apologizing is really important.
Apologizing is really important.
If people could just apologize for things.
Yeah. You know,
wouldn't it be different?
I say this every week on the pod. My number is still the same. I haven't changed it yet. So if you feel that you do owe me an apology, feel free
reach out. I think also being able to receive apologies is big. And so
open to receiving. I'm saying that I'll respond, but
I'm absolutely open. Yeah. I'm open to receiving any apologies that might be out there in the world for me.
Exactly. I don't owe anyone an apology personally. I'm kidding.
I'm good. But I'm also, my ears are open.
Yeah.
My heart, TBD.
There you go.
Anyway, you know, she married a cop, so.
Well.
Did I make the right choice? I don't know. Does that totally invalidate my apology?
No.
Different life choices, you know? Different paths.
Different strokes.
I think she's happy. I hope
different
she's happy.
Folks. Peace and blessings, as
and
I
peace
say.
And blessings.
Do we have a classmate? We have a classmate's corner today. Who is our classmate, Tevi? Please take it away.
So today we have Aaron with a big fuck you.
Oh, love.
Aaron wants to say a big fuck you to his senior year AP Lit teacher. During a vocab test, I knew I had gotten every answer correct except one and that I could just not remember it. So I called him over for help or a hint. To help, all he said was, "Nah, you know the answer, come on." To which I replied, "No, I don't. That's why I asked you." The class phone rings, he goes to answer. I give up on the question, submit the test, and lo and behold, I got a 97 out of 100 because I missed one question. He walks back over to me, sees I finish, and asks, "So did you figure it out?" I say, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, what was it?" And he said, "Oh, just kidding. I gave up and I got a 97, thinking that he'd let it go and no, I scored well. He said to me, "Oh, wow. Well, if that's how you feel, then good luck being mediocre for the rest of your life," which I never got over and still sticks with me to this day. Love the pod. Stay cool. Never change. Hags.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Here's what I'm going to say. That little man that said, "Have fun being mediocre," that is coming from a mediocre.
I'm not talking about me. I'm not talking about me at all. I'm talking about you.
Yeah. Also, by the way, I think it's like really not a mediocre thing to do with being like, "Hey, I got you got a 97.
Also,
that is excellence. That is not mediocrity.
And you didn't know the answer, so you asked for help. I'm sorry. That's the best thing we can do in life.
Here's the thing. Teachers actually don't help you.
A lot of high school teachers especially they're not pleased to be where they are.
Well, no. They're not pleased to be where they are because the system is so fucked.
It's absolutely fucked.
And we don't support them. And that's fucked up. And by the way, I would just like to say that was a gross generalization that teachers don't help you. There are the sinister evil teachers that don't help you.
On our podcast, we've recently got into a whole thing about how doctors are bad. And it's like, obviously not all doctors are bad. But
no.
You know,
but like,
the system's broken.
By the way, when you have, here's the difference. you have the teachers that change your fucking life.
A good teacher is
life-changing.
The most special thing that exists.
A good teacher is a saint on earth. Yes. I would like to shout out Mrs. Freecott. I would like to shout out Mr. Allen. I would like to shout out Mrs. Cox, spelled C-O-X.
Great.
I would love to shout out, you know, I would love to shout out, honestly, Gail, who was a teacher
of mine. Ooh, we're doing first names.
Yeah, because I went to an alternative elementary school.
Very cool.
Yes, you know, there are a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I would like to say a big fuck you, too, to my AP AP Euro history teacher.
Mm.
Such a dick. And, you know, I feel your pain, but you cannot let this true little shit fuck with you.
You just have to remember also that you are talking to a child.
Mm-hmm.
That's a child. I don't care what you feel they did to you.
Yeah.
That's a child.
And I think that
good luck being mediocre for the rest of your life. I'm barely alive.
Yeah.
Like, I've done nothing. I've only lived in my parents'
home. I don't have a driver's
license. I can barely walk.
Yeah. I can barely walk. I can barely walk, but guess what? I'm fucking.
I'm fucking.
Yeah.
To some Jay Johnson.
Yeah, I'm fucking. And guess what? Maybe my fucking is mediocre.
At best.
God. These teachers really know how to suck us and fuck us raw. I know. I was deterred from pursuing the arts, pursuing theater arts because of a theater teacher that just, I don't think, liked me.
Ugh.
Why? Because I was hot.
A classic. Classic. And you know, we don't talk enough about how hard it is to be hot.
Yeah, we don't.
Oh my God, the trials and tribulations.
It's truly, that's my memoir, The Trials and Tribulations of Being Hot for my whole life.
Wait to read it.
I gotta know, if you could go back in time and give your high school self any advice, what would it be?
Oh, I mean that it's like okay to just enjoy yourself a little bit. That like you don't, that nothing will go according to plan, and therefore just lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, let it go.
Just lighten up a little bit.
Let it go. Let it go.
I would have written Let It Go and been so rich.
What was your favorite movie in high school?
Okay, I'm really, I hate to say this, but Garden State.
No, I mean, look.
I mean, talk about, it's that same transatlanticism. I would sit there and watch that movie and feel so complex.
I feel like you probably liked all of those like romance like intensity.
I did, but like a little bit.
Did you like the movie like Crazy?
No, I don't think I've ever seen it.
Wow, you gotta see it.
I gotta see it.
A friend of mine directed and wrote that movie.
I gotta see it.
Long distance relationship person.
Oh yeah,
it will rip you to shreds.
Great,
rip you to shreds. I got to ask this question because I need to start asking it more. What was your favorite snack in high school? I preface it like it's a really important question.
Give me a minute. My favorite snack in high school, honestly, oh my God, anything name brand.
What do you mean?
I could go into that. My parents were very healthy. They were like Whole Foods buyers before Whole Foods was a thing that anybody knew about.
So they would buy like the Four Seasons, whatever that Whole Foods generic brand was?
When whole wheat bread was like dark brown
and
crumbly, and like peanut butter, dark brown and crumbly. Like everything I ate was like, ugh.
So you wanted like Jif. You wanted Oreos.
I wanted Jif. I wanted cereal. Oh my God. Any sugary cereal I could get my hands on. Gummies.
Mm.
Scooby-Doo gummies. Oh my God. Cosmic brownies. Little Debbie's.
Oh
my God. Did I just start talking about 1,000 of my favorite snacks? All I wanted was snacks.
Yeah.
I would go to my friends' houses. Some of my friends' parents really didn't like me because I would raid their pantries. Because I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah.
Food.
Yeah. I have one of my best friend from growing up, who's still one of my best friends to this day. You might have met her at some point in your Henley friendship.
Wow.
But it would be miraculous. My mom would joke that she could make a sandwich out of everything. Like, she would come into our house and it would be like no food that we saw. But she, like, would.
That's incredible.
Beautiful mind, like some gorgeous meal.
That's a real skill.
Yeah.
She still has it to this day.
She still has it to this day.
I had a friend who every time I would come over, and I have to imagine this was just for me, her mom would immediately bake pizza bagels and Toll House cookies, and we would eat like 1,000 of them.
I mean, this has been talked about in pop culture enough, but the pizza bagel really is lethal. And you do need to cook a responsible adult cooks the pizza bagels, lets them cool for like 10 minutes, and then brings them to the child. Because
10 minimum. Or like, you know what, you should really poke some holes. Some holes in that top cheese layer.
I have not had,
let the steam escape.
I didn't have like skin on the roof of my mouth.
Because it's also, you do it like, in one bite.
Absolutely. You can't wait. You're not waiting.
You cannot wait. You know how the cheese would still stay in like little squares?
Yeah.
I can remember they're the like texture little cubes. Of the little cubes. Yeah.
I loved it when the top was piping hot and the bottom was fucking
cold.
Burnt.
Oh, burnt. Because I feel like sometimes cold. You can get a pizza bagel where the bottom, the bagel part is still not quite done.
I mean, I was the sicko that like loved Lunchables pizzas.
I would get on my birthday every year, I was allowed to have a Lunchable because I only ate healthy food.
They're
and
delicious.
It was always Lunchable pizza.
Lunchable pizza is...
Love it.
It's for the sick. It's for the sick and twisted.
What is that bread made out of? Because it's not a cracker.
Cardboard.
Yeah, it's like...
It's divine.
I was obsessed.
It's divine. It's delicious. I would love to eat
one
now.
It's a texture I've never experienced anywhere else, though, I will say.
Yeah, I think that it's the kind of thing where like I would need to be on like DMT or something for me to like eat it. Like I need to like reborn and be like, yeah, like here's what I'm going to eat. But I will say it is the food that we are going to be left with. So we better build the palate back up.
Good thing we like it. I bet, honestly, I don't think I have to build it back up. I think I could. If someone handed me one right now, I'd be like, okay.
If you gave me that like perfectly disc of ham and that perfect square of cheddar on that Ritz.
They were like making that artisan. It's like they could all been the same shape.
Yeah.
You could have just cut out circles of it. But no. Your cheese, that's a square.
Delicious. I guess my final question. Wow. I'm salivating thinking about cheese and crackers. Wait, did you go to prom?
I did go to prom.
With your long distance boyfriend?
I did, yeah.
What did you wear?
I wore a salmon pink long silky dress. It had like rhinestones along the neck and like a little, I was really proud of this part, a low back.
Ooh.
And like a chiffon, same color, like little veil at the like the back skirt.
This sounds pretty.
I honestly wish I still had it.
Do you have pictures?
Somewhere I do, yeah.
I'm going to need those pics.
Okay.
What did you do with your hair? Because it was so long.
It was long. It was curls. I'm trying to like literally. Oh, okay. Here's what it was. Curls like and like over to one side.
Ooh.
You know?
Sort of like a Renaissance fairy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you.
Now, I guess the final question of the pod was, did you have a senior superlative?
I didn't. And you know, I didn't even get a yearbook.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Well, I guess you really didn't go to high school.
Was I there? I did not have a senior superlative.
That's okay. Did you have a senior quote? Like, do you know how they would like ask you for like your quote in your yearbook?
Yeah, no.
Well, you know what?
I didn't go. I wasn't there.
Sometimes we rise above. And sometimes
yeah.
We don't. You didn't play these little high school games.
I didn't. No, it wasn't for me.
If you could have guessed, like, what do you think the people that you went to high school with would have said you would have been? Or most likely, or most whatever. If you could give yourself a senior superlative that you think they would have given you in 2009, what would it be?
Most eager to be well-liked. Yeah.
Well, there we go.
There we go.
I love that.
A prize for any young girl.
I think so. I mean, that's truly the plight of teenhood.
Absolutely.
And I think that...
And the plight of womanhood.
The plight of humanity.
Yeah.
Let's just blow it out.
Yeah.
Let's just say we all, as we talked about, but an hour ago with my last guest, we all just want to be loved.
Isn't
desperately,
that the truth?
Achingly loved. And adored.
And adored. Let's
and
not forget
adored.
Adored.
Love and adoration. Mm. Emily, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. This was therapeutic.
I hope it was.
It was.
And you're a fellow HeadGum podcaster.
I am.
Everybody can listen to Too Scary Didn't Watch.
They can. They can listen to you on Too Scary Didn't Watch.
Yes.
Orphan, which is a crazy... It came out in 2009, right?
Yes, yes. Legendary.
Truly crazy movie. Yes, it's called Too Scary Didn't Watch. We recap horror movies. So if you are too scared to watch them like I am, can still know what happens. Or if you like scary movies, you just get to listen to people talk about them.
I love it.
You have a great time.
I love it. Wow. What another absolutely perfect episode. Tevi, what were you pointing at me for?
You should plug your live shows.
Oh, yes. That's correct. Oh, because this comes out tomorrow. Wow. Okay. Here's the dealio. Next weekend, next Sunday, I'm going to be in Brea, California at the Brea Improv. I will be doing my hour. Everyone should come. The incomparable Blair Saki is going to open for me, which is going to be absolutely fabulous. Ooh. And then I'm going to be in Chicago at the Color Club October 13th. And then I'm going to be at Bottle Rocket Social Hall October 15th in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So please, 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 pretty please come out. Tell anyone you know that lives in those cities to come and see me because it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And, you know,
she's a born star, as has been mentioned.
Yeah, as I've said about myself. No one else has said it. No one else has said it.
If you don't love yourself.
Yeah, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That's RuPaul. I'm not claiming to. I'm not plagiarizing. So yeah, buy tickets, come see me, and I'll talk to you guys next week. As I say every week, stay cool, never change. Ciao.
That was a HeadGum podcast.